the variety of reference systems. There are a number of ways to organize reference material and many types of tools to use. What follows is a brief discussion of some of the most common. General reference filing, paper and email. Large category filing. Rolodexes and contact managers. Libraries and archives. General reference filing. As I've said, a good filing system is critical for processing and organizing your stuff. It's also a must for dealing with the sometimes huge volume of paper-based materials that are valuable for you for one reason or another. Ideally, you will already have set up a general reference filing system as you were processing in. You need to feel comfortable storing even a single piece of paper that you might want to refer to later, and your system must be informal and accessible enough that it's a snap to file it away in your alphabetized general reference system, right at hand where you work. If you're not set up that way yet, review Chapter 4 for help on this topic. Most people seem to wind up with 200 to 400 paper-based general reference files and 30 to 100 email reference folders. Large category filing. Any topic that requires more than 50 file folders should probably be given its own section or drawer with its own alpha-sorted system. For instance, if you're managing a corporate merger and need to keep hold of a lot of the paperwork, you may want to dedicate 2 or 3 whole file cabinets to all the documentation required in the due diligence process. If gardening or sailing or cooking is your passion, you may need at least a whole file drawer for those designated hobbies. Bear in mind that if your area of focus has support material that could blend into other areas of focus, you may run into the dilemma of whether to store the information in general reference or in the specialized reference files. When you read a great article about wood fencing and want to keep it, does that go in your garden cabinet or in the general reference system with other information about home-related projects? As a general rule, it's best to stick with one general reference system except for a very limited number of discrete topics. Rolodexes and contact managers. Much of the information that you need to keep is directly related to people in your network. You need to track contact information of all sorts: home and office phone numbers and addresses, cell phone numbers, fax numbers, email addresses, and so on. In addition, if you find it useful, you may want to maintain information about birthdays, names of friends and colleagues, family members, hobbies, favorite wines and foods, and the like. In a more rigorous professional vein, you may need or want to track hire dates, performance review dates, goals and objectives, and other potentially relevant data for staff development purposes. The telephone address section of most of the organizers sold in the last 50 years is probably, along with the calendar, their most commonly used component. Everyone needs to keep track of phone numbers. It's instructive to note that this is purely and simply reference material. No action is required. This is just information that you might need to access in the future. So, there's no big mystery about how to organize it, aside from the logistics for your individual needs. Again, the only problem comes up when people try to make their Rolodexes serve as tools for reminding them about things they need to do. That doesn't work. As long as all the actions relative to people you know have been identified and tracked in your action reminder lists, there's no role for telephone and address systems to fill other than being a neutral address book. The only issue then becomes how much information you need to keep and where and in what equipment you need to keep it in order to have it accessible when you want it. Nothing's perfect in that regard, but as the small digital tools become easier to use and connect to larger databases, you'll be able to have more information at hand with the same or less effort.